Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla.
We're both professional registered homeopaths, and between us have over 25 years of professional practice in this field of healing.
The Homeopathy Health Show is the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcasts around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing and healthcare, which is suitable for all ages, young and old.
Every week, we invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy.
Visit www.ukhealthradio.com to listen now. To find out more about us, you can visit us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk. And whilst you are there, do subscribe to our newsletter.
Be inspired.
And join the conversation.
So let's begin today's show here on the UK Health Radio Network, the world's number one talk health radio.
Real feel-good radio.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the award-winning Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. Delighted, as always, I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla. Welcome, everyone.
It's so, so good. What a busy week we've had, have we not? My God, time flies. I do not know. Nyla and myself, we've been talking about how is it possible? Because in homeopathy, believe it or not, there is a proving of time. And we do need to increase the days, don't we? I think a 9-day week will work very, very well. What do you think? And by the way, who came up with Monday being the first day of the week or even Sunday? Hey, where does that work? I think it should be Friday. But anyway, I totally digress. So let's introduce our guest, because we, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Homeopathy Health Show, you know how we go. We have a very special guest. You could almost call them the celebrity of homeopathy. So here we go.
We are joined by Monica Price, Chief Executive Officer of Homeopathy UK. Monica leads the UK's leading charity dedicated to promoting homeopathy and supporting its future for generations to come. With a rich background in health and well-being, from her degree in nutritional therapy to roles as a broadcaster, writer, and senior leader in both complementary medicine and major organizations. Monica brings a unique perspective on how homeopathy can work alongside conventional healthcare. Before joining Homeopathy UK, she was a CEO of the Federation of Holistic Therapists and has spent over 2 decades as a trusted voice in the media on health, nutrition, and holistic care. We are delighted to be joined by Monica. Welcome, Monica.
Thank you so much, Nyla. Thank you so much, Atik. Wonderful to be with you today. Thank you.
Well, you have been walking, where can I say? You've been everywhere, and Hollywood is just, if it's anything to do with introducing homeopathy, Hollywood is near. Very, very close, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I like to spread the word.
I just think that now is such a beautiful time. We were just talking before the recording itself that what a fantastic time for homeopathy. And, you know, this year, I think, is we all feel and believe is going to be phenomenal for homeopathy. And the work that Homeopathy UK is doing itself is just raising the bar day by day. And it's just amazing.
Thank you so much, Atik. And I mean, since I've come on board, you know, as CEO, my whole aim is to raise public awareness of homeopathy, you know, bring the homeopathic community together, working in a more collaborative way, more of a partnership, not just here in the UK, but internationally as well. You know, I think that if we increase awareness of homeopathy, people will understand then exactly how good it is. You know, plenty of people use it, but there's also a lot of people that don't. And yet, despite lots of evidence, you know, we've got scientific research and evidence that proves that it works, but people are just still so unaware of what homeopathy is, how it works, and how beneficial it can be to your health. And as a charity CEO, my aim really is to increase, as I say, increase awareness and let people know that there is an alternative. You know, there is a more integrative approach to your medicine and your healthcare. And I agree, Atik, I think there's a shift. There's a definite shift. People are looking now to see how they can have a more holistic way of looking after their health.
That's so wonderfully said, because what you do, that we can work alongside conventional medicine. We don't have to work and have different ways of working. Okay, this is my way or your way. We can all work together for the holistic community. We can all work together to make others better. Like we know our doctors, they are so busy every day with so many complaints. So now, like, let's say the regular everyday complaints, they can go to anyone, can use homeopathy, they can use alternative medicines, give them the option. And I think Homeopathy UK is doing a fabulous job in raising awareness. I would like you to tell our public how you are doing what you're doing.
Yes, of course. Very exciting year ahead, I can tell
Yes,
you.
very exciting.
It's very exciting. So, of course, the first thing I wanted to do is to make sure that, you know, we have a good messaging, you know, to people know what we do. There's still people out there, I'm sure, who don't have never even heard of Homeopathy UK, and that's one of the things that I want to change as well. For me, it's all about making sure that, you know, I have a really good team, which I do. I have an excellent team around me that's incredibly passionate and supportive of the work that the charity does. And also I have a really good board, a board of people, a board of trustees that, you know, are supportive, and we all work together for the one common goal, and that is to make sure that we're promoting homeopathy. But, you know, from a practitioner point of view, we also look after the practitioners. You know, we have now 10 clinics now across the country, with more coming soon this year, and all of our clinics are booked up. Our London clinic, for example, one of our London clinics is booked up until April. You know, so my team are very busy, you know, trying to make extra appointments for people. And this just tells me that there's a need. You know, there is a need for this. So we're looking to expand our clinics this year and open more in London and across the UK. We also have our Scottish clinics, of course, which are extremely popular. And I think, you know, with Scotland, because, you know, the area itself is so vast, you know, but people are traveling to our clinics, which again is a wonderful thing. And my whole aim is to make them affordable. You know, homeopathy has got to be open to all. So we do offer very affordable clinics to our patients. And that way they can afford it, they can come and they can experience it, possibly for the first time. And for me, that's amazing, because there's no better marketing than someone coming to our clinic, having, you know, a wonderful success with their practitioner, and then going out to tell the rest of their family and their friends. And that's how you build the momentum. And I think, you know, there's definitely a momentum. What we're also doing is we're introducing students to our clinics across the country, because one of my passions is actually getting this Gen Z generation involved in homeopathy. And as I said before, I think there is a definite shift. I think that we are, you know, that people are looking now at a more holistic healthcare. The young don't want to see the doctor all the time. They're starting to question the medication. We're seeing this happen in America, of course, where they're starting to make some huge changes to their healthcare systems in America. And I'm hoping that, you know, we can take a lot from what they're doing over here and back in the UK, because I think the young people are more, that's the generation we now have to capture, not just solely so that they can find out about homeopathy and make them interested in even becoming a homeopath. Isn't that wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah,
But
absolutely.
also to engage them and let them know that there is another alternative. You know, you don't have to go down the medical route all the time. There is other ways that you can help your health. Not, we're never saying take away conventional medicine. Never, we're never saying that. But what we are saying, as I said, a more integrative use of medicine, which I think that's got to be the kind of the way that our healthcare system goes. I really do.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's
you've touched something that is very, very close to my heart, because I have teenagers and I see how they are, because of the social media trends, they are getting depressed day by day. You see so much from a younger age. Like, I've never heard anyone being depressed in a primary school, and now kids are, because they can't follow those trends. And here at this place, because we don't want them to be on antidepressants at this age, we can bring homeopathy in. We can bring holistic care in. This is such a wonderful topic that you have talked about. And then what we can do, raise awareness,
Yes. And
raise
I
awareness.
totally agree. You know, and unfortunately, Nyla, the most common symptom of people to come to our clinics is depression. It
Yeah.
around that sort of underneath that mental health umbrella, it's anxiety, it's stress, you know, it's depression or a combination of those. You know,
Yeah.
that's their kind of number one reason why people come to us. And, you know, for me, what does that say about our world? And I totally agree. You know, social media, it has its place, I'm in the media, excuse me, I'm in the media and I understand it has its place. But for the young, we're introducing it to them so young that they don't have the benefits of just having open conversations and, everything is instant. They want everything instant. And I think the thing about homeopathy as well is that that's one of the things that people, maybe don't realize about homeopathy, because they take the pill and it's an instant fix to their headache. Whereas we all know that homeopathy could take a little longer and, but it'll have just as much benefit as the pill, but it can take a little longer. And people are so used to, they want it now. They want to see something change now. And I think that's something we've got to, within the homeopathic community, we've got to realize that is the truth of homeopathy. And we need to make them aware that yes, but it's a more long-term effect on their health and how we can benefit them. And I think as well, with their clinics, which are incredibly busy, we've obviously got the one in London, which I'm sure you're both aware of. We've got two in London, the one at the Feldy Centre, and we have the NDD clinic in London, which is the neurodegenerative disease clinic. And this one has become so popular with the wonderful Dr. Yubraj Sharma, and he heads their clinics, and he there has is seeing patients now from all over the country, from with Parkinson's, dementia, multiple sclerosis, other neurological diseases. Also, we've seen an increase in autism, which again, as a nutritionist, I'm seeing. We're seeing a huge increase in autism in children and ADHD. Now, if you're asking me, this is another topic, the reasons that food has a lot to do with that, and there's now many studies that, that link those two with the brain gut health. But from a homeopathic, kind of overlook of it, you can see that homeopathy would actually really benefit people like that. And we're seeing it in our clinics. We're busier than ever. So again, it says to me that there's a need. And it says to me that we've got to support our practitioners more, make them more aware, that this is a really good career to get into. And we have fantastic colleges around the country that do, incredible courses. And, most homeopaths will study for at least 4 years. My own clinic manager, she's studying homeopathy and, it's a 4-year course. So that's an incredible length of time to study homeopathy and to really understand it because you're looking at the history of it, it's just an incredible, it comes from an incredible place. And of course, this year, we, as every year, we support and honor the great Samuel Hahnemann, for his wonderful work that he did. And in the Awareness Week, we're holding a huge event. My time to plug an event for you both.
Yes,
Yeah,
absolutely.
huge event on the 17th of April, and it's called a celebration of homeopathy. And that is exactly what it's going to be. It's going to bring together distinguished guests from around the world. We've got all sorts of people coming. We've got MPs coming. It's open to the public, obviously, doctors, practitioners, vets, all sorts of people that perhaps have never come together before. And my aim of this is to raise awareness to the public of homeopathy. Obviously, raise awareness of the charity and to raise vital funds for the charity because we need this to keep our work going. But also to bring together the homeopathic community to look at collaborations, partnerships, and see how we can move forward. So the tickets are on sale for that. So I'd love all of your wonderful listeners to come to that. It's going to be held at One Marylebone in London on the 17th of April. So love you to come along. So please go to our website for more details on that. But back to what we were saying, with the charity, I've now encouraged ambassadors for the charity, something that we've done before in the past, but really make use of them. We have two wonderful ambassadors currently, Jo Wood, who is the former wife of Ronnie Wood from the Rolling Stones, and she is incredible. She's been using homeopathy for most of her life, and a huge supporter of our work. And then we've also got our ambassador Lee John from the band Imagination, if anybody remembers the band Imagination in the
It's
80s.
just an illusion.
Yes. Do you know what my lovely John Morgan, our chairman, said? That's just an illusion, but that is exactly it. And he is again another wonderful ambassador, has used homeopathy for most of his life, and he will be performing at our event. So it's just going to be a wonderful party. It really is.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good. Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It's really exciting. You know, the passion we have to say that you have is magnetic. You know, it's really, really good. And
thank you.
Is the beauty of homeopathy, collaboration, coming together. It's what we do on the show, Monica, as you very well know.
Absolutely.
And as a result, so many homeopaths have connected and so many people have become more interested. And the more collaboration, the better for us. But I wanted to pick up on something you mentioned about Gen Z. The beauty of this generation is they don't say, oh, we don't believe in that. Or they don't say, oh, I don't know. They actually think. And if they're interested, they'll do their research. And, you know, that is so, so good because it's not like ignorance anymore. It's like, well, hang on, let me find out myself. Let me be satisfied. So we're in a perfect generation.
We are.
For them to understand homeopathy. And 4 years, you know, you can just take the kingdoms of homeopathy, you know, and that, when you look at that against conventional medicine, you would look at how you're studying nature and how you're studying, you know, the different kingdoms and whatnot, or the efficacy of medicines or their signatures. It's an amazing time, isn't it, to come together, to collaborate.
So I feel this is the best time. I really do feel that this is the year to really raise homeopathy to the place where it should be, to the place where it was. You know, I was having a conversation, you know, with one of the trustees about, you know, how it used to be and how, you know, obviously all the history and how things were. You know, homeopathy's been around for centuries. It's been used by a royal family for as many royal families as there probably has been for a very long time. And of course, we have our lovely patron, His Royal Highness, the Duke of Gloucester. And he is so supportive of our work and so supportive to get that word out, to get the message out. So we are honoured when we have that royal connection. That's a true honour for the charity to have that connection because it represents the history. But this event is going to represent the event in April for Homeopathy Awareness Week will represent the history and the future of homeopathy. Because I think to enable you, in my personal opinion, if you're thinking about the future, you need to know where you've come from. So you need to have an understanding about the history of homeopathy, where it came from, who started it, the struggles that Hahnemann had in his life because he was a homeopath. You know, he was cast out. He had to keep moving around, you know, the world because everyone thought he was, you know, some voodoo person practicing ridiculous medicines. But at that time, he was curing so many people. And I think that the Gen Z our generation, Atik, what you were saying, they're really interested in that, you know. So at the event, we're going to have our artifacts out because we're very proud, you know, trustees, custodians of Samuel Hahnemann's artifacts. You know, we've even got his bed somewhere, guys. So somewhere in our storage unit, we have his bed.
It's in Derby. I know that.
So it's going to be wonderful to bring those out and have those on show. People are, you know, looking at what we're doing and contacting me, which I love, you know, from all over the world, saying, Monica, how can we help? How can we get involved? You know, what can we do to do anything for the charity? And of course, we're a charity, so we rely heavily on donations. And we've been extremely lucky to have, you know, legacies left to us in wills, you know, very kind donors, which we continue to have. And that's what makes our work, you know, able to carry on. And for me personally, it's an absolute privilege when I, you know, have a legacy and, you know, and I get notification that someone's left their money in the will because they want to, you know, benefit the homeopathic community. For me, that's just incredible. And I feel that, you know, every time we are very lucky to have that, I want to do something good with that. And that really is my remit. And any way I can do that is what I'm going to do. Hold on tight. It's going to be an exciting year.
It's an absolute roller coaster, okay, with lots of twists and turns.
It certainly is.
Okay? Into the land of Harry Potter, I have to say, because there is I do have a question for you.
Oh, do.
So if we could wave a magic wand, what do you think as far as healthcare is concerned, let's talk about the UK where we're all based at the moment. What would you change if you could?
I think people need patients, people, us, you and I, we all need a choice in our medication. You know, we have to have a choice. Patient choice is something I think that we are lacking. We're getting better at it. But I really feel that when you go to a doctor, we're always going to need a doctor. We've got many, you know, homeopathic doctors, and absolutely, of course, we need those. But we need the patients need to have a choice, whether they choose homeopathy, whether they choose something else under the holistic, you know, complementary medicine umbrella, or a combination of them all alongside the conventional medicine. That's what I'd like to see, Atik. I really would. I'd like to see a different approach from our NHS. A more sort of welcoming approach. And I do feel that the younger generation will demand that, you know, because, you know, with my daughter and my son, they don't like to take medication. Just what you said, they'll Google everything about it. You know, well, I didn't have that lovely pleasure. We just used to take the pill from the doctor and that was it. Now, the social media has opened up the world to the young, and they will look and they will investigate and they will study and they will think, actually, do I want to take that? Is that the best option for my body? And so I think choice is really important. And I think that we are seeing that now. The doctors, you know, in the NHS, as we know, are overworked. You know, they have their consultations have been brought down to, you know, 10 minutes. And in some areas, you can only discuss one symptom with them. That's so unfair on our wonderful doctors. Mm-hmm. You know, I've speak to doctors all the time and they just simply can't do what they're meant to do. You know, they're meant to there to, you know, to save life, to make that person well. You can't possibly do that in a 10-minute consultation. And I'm so sympathetic with them because they have no choice. You know, it's what they have to do. It's what they need to do. So I would like to say to them, look, why don't you come alongside, come to see our clinics, you know, work with us. Let's work with homeopathy. Let's get that work so we're working alongside together. If I had a magic wand, I think that's what I'd like to do. You're not going to change it overnight. And that, you know, I think that's what we need to realize. But there's definitely ways that you can just keep introducing, keep raising awareness, just keep that momentum going. And then suddenly it would just, you know what it's like, suddenly someone will just do something, could be a lovely event, and then something will happen and they go, oh, what is this homeopathy all about? Because that's for me, I still meet people who don't even know, you know, what homeopathy is. They can't even say the word. You know, every time I come to London, I say, oh, they say, what do you do? I say, oh, you know, I'm the CEO of Homeopathy UK. Oh, What's that? Have you heard of it? Some say yes, some say never heard of it, don't know what it is. So I enlighten them. But, you know, that's, we've got to make it the norm. We've got to make homeopathy the norm. And I think the only way to do that is things like arnica. People know arnica, for instance. I usually say, do you know arnica? And they go, oh, yes. I say, well, that's homeopathic medicine. So I think we need to, when there's a time when we've got homeopathic remedies in our supermarkets, so all of them, you know, the Lidl, the Aldi, you know, the Waitrose, the high end, all of them. When we've got that on the supermarket shelves, I think we can safely say that's when homeopathy has become successful, because we've got to get to the normal person, me and you, who go shopping every day, who go, oh, do you know what? Oh, I need some arnica today. I need some toothpaste today. We've got to make it the norm. And at this moment, it's not the norm. And that would be one of my goals, and continue to be one of my goals. And of course, the only way you can do that is to raise the profile and create awareness and support our practitioners who work incredibly hard across the country.
I think what you've said here is actually very, very practical that we can do. This is happening in other countries, because I come from Germany, and we are actually very aware of using homeopathic medicines for colds and flus. We go to the pharmacy and just ask them, and they hand us over a homeopathic preparation, because pharmacists are trained for giving that. And this is, I think, what UK can do instead of using pharmacists to replace GP appointments. We can train them to use natural products, holistic products, which can help the public. They can start using them, and maybe they will not need the GP for that very illness, colds, flus, earaches, etc. They can all get better just with these preparations. And supermarkets, I have also lived in USA, and I remember going to the daily supermarket tour and looking at those small homeopathic vials. They were available everywhere, even the cold and aches and sore aisle had arnica creams and various stuff that people can use, get accustomed to. And then they never knew that it's homeopathy, but it was homeopathy this everywhere. And if we can adapt this in UK, just imagine the impact on public. Just imagine the impact of it on it. Exactly. And then on the cost.
Yes.
The healthcare can be relieved of that enormous cost pressure.
And it's having an understanding that something you said there was really true. So having an understanding, people don't understand what the homeopathic treatments are, the medicines are. They don't. So again, it's just, you know, we have the homeopathic kits. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have the kits? I mean, Helios have wonderful kits. Yeah. There's Aimworth, there's Freeman's. We have these amazing pharmacies across the country. Yeah. But those kits should be readily available. You know, those kits should be, as I say, just part of your normal, oh, I'm going away today. Oh, I've got my homeopathic kit. Normalize it. We have to normalize it. And I think, interesting what you were saying about Germany. You know, one of our ladies that worked for me, one of my lovely team, you know, she lives part of the time in France. In France, if you get any kind of ailment, it's homeopathic treatment first. First. Mm. That's the first thing they prescribe. Why don't we do that here?
Yeah.
I don't. It, for me, it's just, you think it's a bit of a no-brainer, but we don't. So we have to go, okay, we accept that we don't. So we've got to work towards trying to make that change. Mm. And I think, Nala, it will come down to cost. You know, we know the cost is significantly reduced for homeopathic treatments as opposed to the drugs. But of course, you know, another topic, we're up against the big pharma. You know, we're up against big pharma, Lilly, all the pharmaceutical companies, you know, of course are going to say, you know, oh, it doesn't work. It's, you know, it's a lot of nonsense. Of course they're going to say that. They're a pharmaceutical drug company. But, you know, we should be working with them. We should be, again, saying to them, look, there is a place for you and there's a place for us. Why don't we work together? And a forward-thinking pharmaceutical company should realise that is the mood of the world, I would say. Because let's face it, everything that happens in America will happen in the UK. Usually takes about 10 years, but I work in America all the time. So, but it will come. And of course, we've got, you know, the health secretary now out there, the Kennedy, is just doing incredible things. He's now he's now called for everyone to have, all doctors are to have nutritional training. You know, I mean, that's a huge master. He's changing things on the drugs that they can use, on the dyes that they can use, the food colorings.
Yeah.
So if America does it, It's going to come. And I mean, obviously, India and other places around the world, it's all homeopathy. You know,
oh,
there's
it's
so
all.
much we can learn. And I'm very proud and privileged to say, you know, we've got some very distinguished guests coming over from India for this event. And, you know, we can learn so much. We can learn so much from any country where homeopathy is seen as the norm. Because it's not seen as the norm here. So we're growing, we know, but we, and all we can do, and certainly like all I can do as a CEO of the charity, is try to create the awareness as much as I can. So for me, it's things like we have a brand new app coming, for example, a helpline app, which is going to be free. We had a extremely generous donor who gave us, you know, the donation to set that up. It's going to be out of hours and weekends. And again, the whole idea is to provide this service free of charge to people who just can't afford to even, you know, pick up that phone. So, you know, that's going to be launched very soon, and probably in the next couple of months. We have our own pod series now. You must come on air, pod series. So we've announced a medical pod series, which podcasts, which have been incredibly popular. So, you know, and again, it's all about collaboration. It's about spreading the word, and all of us can do that with your wonderful podcast that you do. You are spreading the word. You are building momentum. You are introducing people to maybe homeopath doctors that they didn't even know exist before. So that is a wonderful way to get people's attention. And, you know, there's lots of collaborations and partnerships that I'm doing now, because I'm a great believer in partnering up with other organizations. You know, in an ideal world, we would all work, you know, closer together.
Yeah.
That sometimes can't be the case, but we can certainly support each other. And that's what we should be doing. We should be supporting each other and helping each other. And if someone comes to me and says, Monica, can you do X, Y, Z? And I can't, excuse me, I will say to them, just please go and, you know, and seek some advice from this company. excuse me. So I think that, you know, going forward, this is a very exciting time for the charity, a very exciting time.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
The station that makes you feel good.
That sounds very, very, very exciting, because that was, you answered my question there. I wanted to ask, how are you going to collaborate with different organizations to advance the profession, advance homeopathy, because that's what we need. I also volunteer with various community charities, and people have not heard about homeopathy, and there is so much pain out there. They cannot take the medications every day. Even if, for example, if the roof is leaking. They don't need medication because they're stressed. The roof is leaking. So something to calm them down would be so nice to give.
It is, yes, that's right. And I think that, you know, because the work that we're doing as a charity, more people are now approaching me and saying, Monica, we'd like to come speak at this event. So I'm speaking, you know, with the London College of Homeopathy at their event in Homeopathy Awareness Week, you know, going to the House of Lords, which is always a privilege to go there. I've been asked to speak at the Hong Kong, it's the Hong Kong Association of Homeopathy with Professor Aaron Toh. I've been asked to speak there in March at their symposium. So this is all brilliant, you know, this... I keep forgetting we're in 2026. So last year, 2025, you know, I was in America speaking to Lisa Ammering from the American Institute of Homeopathy. And this is what we need to do. You know, we need to collaborate. We need to see what the other countries are doing. Not think to ourselves, oh, you know, what are they doing? We need to say to them, do you know, what are you doing? Show me, how can we improve? How can we get better? Work together. And I think that's going to be a big key for homeopathy, you know, moving forward. We need to show that we're united in our message, united in what we do, and we're able to move forward, small steps, but we move forward together. And that's what I'd like to do. And as a charity, we are in a privileged position to be able to do that, because we work with all of the colleges, you know, all of the membership associations, all of, you know, we work very closely with the Faculty of Homeopathy, you know, but there's also the Society of Homeopathy, there's the Alliance of Homeopathy, there's all these other organizations. And for us as a charity, we need to recognize that we are all part of the same goal. We all have the part of the same unit, and we all should want the same goal, i.e. for everyone to be aware of homeopathy and to use homeopathy on a regular basis.
Great.
I think all these inroads, they all merge, don't they, together?
They
and
do.
Then together we fly the flag of homeopathy.
Absolutely.
You know?
I think so too. And I think, you know, we have to think about where homeopathy's come from, you know, think about the history, and think about how we can move it forward in the future. And it's probably going to look a very different picture. You know, our clinics are expanding, and we're going to open new clinics, and I think that's going to continue. And we need to recognise that there are people who are, you know, perhaps can't afford to go to a regular homeopathic clinic, but will come to our clinic because it's more affordable for them, and, you know, because they simply can't afford it. And for me personally, again, that's really important. You know, when we have, you know, a single mum come to me and they can't afford it, you know, that's wonderful, because, you know, she wants to try and help her children. So we're giving her an experience of something that she probably couldn't have before or even afford before. And if we can do that, as I say, goes back for my students, you know, we at the London clinic in particular, but across all our clinics, we now provide students to come and observe. So again, you come out of all this wonderful, you know, knowledge of homeopathy when you do all your studying, but I know from when I did my nutritional degree in clinical practice, it's very difficult to get that clinical practice in. So we're now offering that facility to across the country, so students can come to any of our clinics, and they are there to observe and to learn and to get to see how a homeopathic practitioner actually works. There's nothing like it. You know, you do all these lovely studies, but it's nothing like seeing, you know, the real thing and how it works. But, you know, it's interesting for me that when we've opened that up last year, and we're getting more and more inquiries now from students, which is wonderful. And for me, that's saying just what we were saying about before, Atik, and what you said. This generation are looking, they're researching, they're trying to see. And it doesn't matter what you say, homeopathy works. And, you know, it work, and we've got very good research, you know, the Homeopathic Research Institute with, you know, the lovely Rachel Roberts, who heads it. You know, they do incredible research. We also are doing research with our NDD clinic. We're doing a research on which we're going to be publishing, you know, so we're working on that now. But all this takes time, money, of course, it's research, but it takes time and effort and money, but it's needed. You have to have the research for the non-believers to say, oh, well, there's no research, it's a load of rubbish. Actually, there is a lot of research you can actually access. So we ourselves, I want to do that as well, because, again, I truly believe that research is a way where we can have a better understanding of homeopathy. And for those people who are non-believers, we can say to them, actually, look, this is the study that, just like you would for any other medicine, you know, the conventional medicines have all these wonderful research papers published. We have to start doing the same so that people can then go to it and say, oh, actually, yes, that was a really good piece of research there. So we're going to be doing more of that as well this year, because I think it just builds that solid foundation.
Amazing progress. It's so exciting as well. It's such an exciting time. I mean, we were talking about introducing homeopathy, the film, just before the recording, and we were talking about investigating homeopathy, which is now the series. And Kim Aaliyah was alluding to possibly one day having a movie with, you know, on the life of Samuel Hahnemann.
Wonderful.
I mean, can you imagine how exciting everything is when we put it all together with the work of Homeopathy UK, the faculty, the society, all the different schools and colleges, and it's just one big time to party, isn't it?
Oh, it is. They've got to come to their party, and that's it. But it is. You know, I've spoken to them myself, and I mean, it's fantastic. And I've said to them, look, whatever we can do to support that journey, you know, because it's wonderful. I think I've always thought, when I first came into homeopathy, obviously I've used it for, you know, before for many years myself personally, and as a practitioner, I often recommended people to take it. But when I was speaking to, you know, to Kim and the team there at Introducing Homeopathy, you know, I thought, what a great story that would make, you know, to have, you know, Samuel Hahnemann's story. That's a brilliant story, you know, to make as a movie. So anything we can do to support that as a charity, then that's what we have to do. You know, we are the UK's leading charity for homeopathy. So we have to show our wonderful supporters that, you know, we're actually doing things. We're not just sitting here and doing nothing. We are doing things. And, you know, some of those things, people are going to go, oh, I don't know why they're doing that. But there's always a reason when you're trying to raise awareness. Sometimes you have to take a deviated path, and you have to do it in small steps. it's too much to do. You know, you were talking about many days in the week, Atik. We need more days in the week. Yeah, there are not enough days in the week for the work.
And then that work is exciting work.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think any one of us says, oh, that's too much work. We all love it. We want to do it.
It's fantastic. It really is. And again, you know, I have a fantastic team, a very dedicated team, a very passionate team, who all feel like me, that homeopathy has got to have its place. We've got to make that mark. And I do believe that this is the year. This is the year to do it. You know, interesting when, you know, we talk about, you know, and I talk about what's going on around the world. That's really important, though, to what we're doing here in the UK, what's happening. I keep an eye on what's happening globally, because that's really important to how, you know, what we can learn so much of what's going on in other countries. And I don't think we've taken advantage of that in the past, but I intend to, because why would you reinvent the wheel when you've got somebody that's doing it extremely successful and that model is working for them? And not just in places like India and other places. It's, you know, Europe, you know, like you were saying, Nylia, Germany, France, all of these European countries, all use homeopathy. And, you know, Robert Bosch, which as in the Bosch group, for example, he was a homeopath. You know, if you go onto our website, we have a fantastic website, the Hahnemann House Trust, which you can access singly or just go via Homeopathy UK's website. And you'll see loads of wonderful biographies and historical kind of artifacts, pictures, and so much about the history. But Robert Bosch was a homeopath. Who knew? You know,
exactly.
It's wonderful. So I love, as a CEO, I love to read these stories and think, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that. No, it's wonderful.
God, I'm so happy, because now I know that my washing machine is a homeopathic washing machine.
There we are. You see? There we are. They've got this amazing hospital. They have an amazing charity arm, you know, and I've reached out to them, because it's all about collaboration. You must look them up. The name of the foundation escapes me. But if you go to our HHT website, Robert Bosch, the details are there, and then the links are there to take you to their foundation. But again, I didn't know that myself. I found that out, you know, a few months ago, and I thought, this is incredible. And there's still, that's what I like, Atik. There's still so much to learn. There's still so many people who use homeopathy who haven't had a voice yet. And one of my goals is to give them a voice. Because if you give them a voice, then it amplifies it and it spreads the word.
Yeah. Monica, I'll just jump in quickly.
No, it's all right.
One of the objectives of the Homeopathy Health Show is very much to honor the homeopaths that come on, and that naturally forms collaborations. So many homeopaths we've seen, Nyla and I have seen, have become friends, and they've connected from different parts of the world, and collaborations have indeed started. And the show is now in 60 plus countries. I mean, wow, you know. And
well done to you.
It's just really, really nice. And we wanted to take this opportunity before Nyla asks, just to thank you, to show the utmost honor and respect to you because of the amazing work that you're doing for Homeopathy UK, and just you as Monica Price, you know. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Atik. That's really humbling. Thank you so much. And I do it because, you know, I've got a good team around me. I've got people around me that are supportive, and I'm able to do what I want to do. And that is raise the profile of homeopathy, raise the profile, make sure that our practitioners are getting lots of work, you know, and that they're busy and they're able to continue to practice as a homeopath. You know, we have to support them because it's tough out there. We all know it's tough out there. So I'm very grateful for that sentiment, Atik. I really am, you know, and like that. I really appreciate, you know, coming on the show, being able to talk about, you know, the work that we do, and, you know, and the exciting times. And of course, both of you must come to this wonderful event we're having on the 17th of April.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
You know what it is? If you give something a name and a face and fame, that becomes public knowledge. And that's what you're doing with homeopathy. You are giving homeopathy faces. Okay, these are the faces using homeopathy. So it doesn't sound something alien, something that no one uses. And this is like what I feel is forward thinking. Some people might say, oh, what does this have to do with homeopathy? But when you see, oh, homeopaths dance like everyone else.
Yes.
We are just humans like us. They are not someone coming from another planet giving us something which is absolutely nothing and does amazing things. It sounds witchcraft to so many people. But we know, you know, our bodies are so capable of doing everything. Yes. Our bodies are, we have to explore the wisdom of our body. We have to explore all the healing abilities of what all the living beings have in them. It's just not humans, it's even the environment, everything, energy. It's quantum healing. We cannot just think that if paracetamol can't help with this, nothing else will.
Yes,
there's a lot there. And here to the dream that every GP surgery will have a nutritional therapist, will have a homeopath sitting next to each other and working together on humans.
Exactly. And wouldn't that be wonderful? Again, it's that more integrative approach, which we can do it. It's a funny word, integrative, but it's a very important word in the complementary health sector, because that is exactly what we need. It exactly sums up what we need. You know, we need this more integrative approach so that people have a choice when they go to a doctor and not be made to feel bad, Nyla, if they choose to not have the conventional and maybe try this first and then maybe come back to the conventional.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. What we're saying is, it's just, you know, the doctors will understand, and we have medical doctors, of course we do, that practice homeopathy, and they're homeopathic doctors, and they are incredible. And they have the medical knowledge and they have the homeopathic knowledge, you know. So again, you know, we need more doctors, you know, we need more doctors, we need more practitioners, full stop, because if we don't, you know, we don't make it so that people can understand it and create the availability for them to study it, then you know, we don't want to lose them. We want to keep this momentum going. But luckily we have incredible colleges that are, you know, are very busy, so it shows again that people are looking at studying homeopathy and making that their career choice. And but of course, if you're going into homeopathy, you need to be seen that you need to think, well, I'm going into something that's actually going to be used. It's going, people are going to want me. And for my part, for Homeopathy UK, that's one of the reasons why we're creating the more public awareness of it, so that people can think, actually, yes, that is a choice. I'm going to have a career in homeopathic medicine. And that's
Amazing.
and that really is all we can do.
Yeah. Thank you.
Monica,
Thank
it's been an absolute pleasure. The time has just gone.
I know
by
it's
so
whizzed by.
Quick. We are sadly at the end of this episode, but we will look to doing lots of collaboration and let's take homeopathy forward in leaps and bounds, all of us collectively, because you know the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one as far as Spock was concerned in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Just so you know, okay?
Lovely. Oh, Antique, honestly, both of you, thank you so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure for me to talk to you. We could have carried on talking for at least another hour. And I'm sure we'll continue this conversation again. But honestly, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much
Definitely.
For the opportunity. I really
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. Thank you, Monica, for coming.
Thank
it
you.
It was lovely. Pleasure to meet you. And definitely we are going to continue because the aim is same. The boat, maybe we're traveling in different boats, but the direction is the same. The journey is the same. Even the destination is the same.
Absolutely.
So we'll be traveling together.
Wonderful.
And thank you. Thank you for joining us. It was
thank
lovely
you.
To meet you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And yeah, I hope you will love this episode as much as we did. Thank
Woo-hoo.
You for joining.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Tune in every week for inspiring conversations, bringing you all things health and well-being to your radio and podcast apps.
The more exposure the Homeopathy Health Show receives, the better for homeopathy around the world.
And please do support the show by clicking follow on our socials.
You can find us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk and on Facebook and Instagram at Homeopathy in Practice. Do give us a follow on there. Let's promote the voice of homeopathy around the world together. Until next time, stay safe and take care.